You're listening to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast, sponsored by Franklin Professional Associates, excellence in staffing and recruiting, and supported by regional leader in higher education, Mount Wachusett Community College.
Hello and welcome to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. Travis Condon, as we continue our On the Road series with the North Central Mass Chamber, we are down in Worcester today in downtown Worcester at the DCU Center. And sitting across from me is the Senior Director of Ticket Sales for the Worcester Railers, Connor Haynes. Connor, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today. I know it's a game day on the day that we're recording.
No, I know. We had we just had our second school day game. We got a game tonight, game tomorrow, and then a bunch of games here to finish off strong the year.
And we're going to talk about that year. So it's incredible to think the fact that this is already the sixth season. Would have been the seventh season had it not been for COVID-19, but that the Railers have been here at the DCU Center. You were here as an intern first, now here as a staffer. For you, what's it been like to see Worcester Railers hockey grow here since it was first announced 8 years ago that a team was coming back here?
Yeah, so it's been quite the experience. So my first day as an intern, we had our fan fest. We're selling season tickets, merch. It was actually the day that we unveiled the name. I didn't even know the name until they unveiled it, which was cool. You know, seeing the logo, people were skating on the ice. It's funny, over these 6 years, you've seen a huge transformation in the team, the city, you know, and the growth of the fans here. You know, originally we had a huge base of original season ticket holders from the Ice Cats and the Sharks, and now we've really started to gain our own following.
And in talking about that following, I think it was neat that right off the bat, when the Worcester Railers announced it, there was a big hockey appetite here in Worcester. You know, we were spoiled throughout the years. We had, as you mentioned, the Worcester Ice Cats, and then we had the Sharks, and then there was that kind of couple year absence, and I think people were really wanting to have it back. And I remember coming to a couple games the first season and just being surprised how many people already had Railers jerseys on, how many people were already season ticket holders, and just seeing how many people were already coming out to the game. You guys did a fantastic job by really creating that fandom and building off and capitalizing on what was already kind of stirring here.
I would definitely say the 18-month startup period was probably the most beneficial thing we did. Just being able to get your name out there and really kind of grow the excitement. You know, we had our opening night date for quite a while too, so we were pushing that. And we at the Bravehearts game, we had our wall sign too, which had our starting date. I think people just got really behind it. I do want to say that also our community relations and our community outreach has probably been what's helped really push that. You know, we're community first, and I think that's what helped kind of grow the fandom too. A lot of the school groups, the Worcester Public Schools, getting them out for Skate to Success, and the school day game has grown quite a few fans, and the different schools and surrounding towns doing a great job partnering with them. Mm-hmm. The businesses, getting them involved and getting them excited. I believe personally too, people feel like this is their team. You know, with having local ownership, they're not scared that they feel like it's going to move them in the middle of the night. And I think people they're just behind it. You know, they feel like this is Worcester's team.
And that's going to help the players, I imagine, too, when they're on the ice, when they feel like they have, you know, this local support backing them and rooting for them as they make their playoff push.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps them. You know, we have the fan tunnel. They love it because the kids get hyped. And, you know, our captain, Anthony Rapace, him and a few of the other guys came to do the parade, the St. Patrick's Day parade, and they were loving it. And everyone knew who Anthony Rapace was. And Zach White, too. He's started this year with us. We traded him from Iowa. And these guys, like, everyone loves them. And they feel it. They feel the support. And I think that gets them going. The biggest thing is guys love playing here. Even the affiliated guys, they're very excited to come down. Our fans just, they adore them. Our booster club too is part of that because they're so good to them.
And let's talk about some of that excitement because there's still more chances for fans to come out. I know you've got some games over the next 2 weeks as the kind of final playoff push happens. Can you talk a little bit about some of the upcoming matchups that the Railers have as we close out March and into April?
Yeah, so every game matters right now.
Yeah.
Which has been every single year besides the COVID shortened year. And we're all in division. So we have our Bravehearts night coming up on the 29th. That's a huge game for us. And we're partnering with the Bravehearts, and we're glad they're back. And then we have our military night, which has always been one of our top selling games. We get the flag from Polar Park. We have the specialty jerseys on the ice. That's going to be a great game. Berkshire Bank, NIT Mechanical, and a bunch of other places have already donated tickets as well. So for our veterans are excited. We partner with Central Mass Vet Support Inc., Tom Foley and Tom Turco over there. And people just get so excited about that one. And then after that, our two fan appreciation games.
And who are they playing for those two fan appreciation games?
Maine. They're the team that's right behind us. So we're playing Reading, Maine, and Adirondack quite a bit to close, and Trois-Rivières to close out the season.
And at this point, every game matters for them.
Yes. We actually, me and Tim have been doing a magic number board, which magic number is how many points you need to clinch to get a playoff spot. And it's very close. It's every year it's come down to like the last 2 days of the season if we make it in or not. And this year it's looking very similar to that.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, and fans got to come out for this. And we're going to talk about coming out to those games a little bit more. But you mentioned Tim. Tim's actually part of your broadcast team. So yep. You do radio broadcasts for each game. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Tim's on Nash Icon doing the radio broadcast, and then it hooks up with our Flow Sports. So we've been, we got some sponsors that do radio advertisements with us. And then the Flow Sports, Tim does a great job on there. He lets us do shout outs for him during the game. And we also will sometimes text him and tell him to throw in words to use during the broadcast. And he somehow does it and does not make it obvious too. We've actually missed a few of them.
Well, I don't want to take credit, but you know, Tim was actually my intern back in the day, and I tried to scare him out of radio, but obviously it didn't work, and it's been working out quite well for him.
I mean, have you heard his voice? I would do radio too if I had that voice.
He actually walked in, and I remember saying to him, I was like, you should just take my job now and I should leave and I'll be your intern. I'm like, because this voice is unbelievable.
Well, we joke because every broadcaster, they have a radio voice and then they have their real voice.
Yeah.
Tim, his real voice is his radio voice. So like people are like, is that his real voice? Like, yes, that is Tim's real voice.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit more about coming out to the games, because off the air, once I was setting up the equipment, we were talking about the fact that you're normally in the second half of the season is usually stronger, but I understand this year it's been especially strong. Let's talk about that attendance.
Yeah, so we've had four straight Saturday sellouts, which for us is huge. And a sellout for us is anything above 55, 5,600 because of the curtain system. So we've had a couple 5,700s, 6,000, and then our Ice Cats night, we had over 7,000. So our Saturdays have been very strong. Our single game tickets, too, have been really high. And, you know, I try to explain to people is that is the health of your business and in the market. If you're getting people that are buying tickets to go out to a game on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever, and they're not part of a group, I'm going to go to a hockey game. That shows how healthy your business is, because that means that your marketing team's doing what they're supposed to do. The ticket staff's doing what they're supposed to do. Tim's doing what he's supposed to do. Community's doing what they're supposed to do. And the team's working well. And it means that there's demand for hockey. It also takes a little bit of the pressure off the sales team to sell a million season tickets, a ton of group tickets, like get people to redeem their flex tickets. People that buy single game tickets, they're coming to the game.
They care about the team.
Yeah, and they care about the team. And I think that's been, I would say, the most enlightening part of this year has been to see how much our single game tickets have gone up. I mean, and we already have a 50% increase over last year, and to see how much it's grown. And we haven't done a ton differently. I feel like we've maybe pushed our single game tickets a little bit more, because it's important to market, you know, the things that are going to help you the most. And people that buy single game tickets, they come out, they have a good time. They're the ones that you can sell season tickets to or get them into packages for next year. A lot of time, your group buyers are more of, they're coming out because their kids performing the anthem, their kids playing pregame youth hockey, they're doing the high five tunnel. It's more of like a one-time event for them. People buy single game tickets, you know, like those are the people you market to for your season tickets.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the experience for people that come out to the game, because I know you mentioned a couple of the different nights coming up later on this month and at the start of April. You just mentioned like things like the high five tunnel, sometimes the youth hockey beforehand. What's the experience like, and what are some of the in-game things that happen that outside of what's happening on the rink with the players? You know, there's a lot of fun happening around the arena too.
How much time you got?
Well, I got all the time in the world.
I would say in-game, it's been, for us, what's very important is how are we getting the casual fan engaged. So, you know, we do different video boards. Our ice crew does a great job. You know, they come out, do the chicken dance, and when we win, they skate around with the flag. Like, we've had different videos, like for our Wizard and Wands night, we did a bunch of movie clips. Same thing with Star Wars night. Ice Cats night, we actually played a bunch of clips from back in like the 90s and 2000s. They weren't very clear, obviously, but luckily we have that nice video board, which we're able to do quite a bit of stuff with. And then our mascot tracks is around getting people pumped up. And then pregame, we have our youth hockey, our high five tunnel, bench warmers, blue line buddies. We try to make it so there's something for everybody when they come to the game, and it's not just about the hockey game.
And talking about hockey, you know, I think of it as being such a Northeast thing. You look at all the colleges, the college hockey, you look at this hockey league. And when you mention the youth and those youth hockey nights, how essential is engaging the youth in terms of the future of hockey? Maybe engaging, you know, getting future Railers players from the different schools that eventually come up through the system.
It's, I mean, it's definitely important. I know we've done a, we've really, in the league, we're the top youth hockey sales team in the league. And again, that there's a lot that goes into that. A lot of it's just, you know, you go, you throw a rock in one direction, you're going to hit some type of youth hockey organization. But I mean, Paul O'Leary, he's, this is his third season. And I would say he's by far one of the most impressive youth hockey sales reps I've ever talked to. His relationships, his connections, and working with the Junior Railers, the Junior Crusaders, the Falcons, all those teams, they're just, they feel like it's something for them. These kids look up to these players. You know, even if a guy, this is the highest level of professional hockey is going to play, when they're mites or mosquitoes or what, like they don't know. And we've been lucky too to have a lot of our guys coach the Junior Railers. So like Bobby Butler runs the Junior Railers with Dale Nordman. Bobby played for us. Bobby played in the NHL. He's from Marlboro. And then our captain's actually a coach too, Anthony Rapace. So we've tried to make it where we're accessible to youth hockey, and we want youth hockey to grow.
Going to take a quick pause, and we'll be back here on the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast.
Do you have the right high-quality employees to successfully compete and grow your business? Franklin Professional Associates' team of recruiters in Leominster is here to help you hire the best so you can be your best. Visit franklinprofessionals.com today.
Welcome back to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. Travis Condon here with the North Central Mass Chamber on the road today down in downtown Worcester at the DCU Center talking with Connor Haynes. He is the Senior Director of Ticket Sales for the Worcester Railers Hockey. Well, some other things I want to talk about while you're here. I know there's a lot of different things. You mentioned some of the different sales and things like that. And there's this thing called the Railers Express Pass I was hearing about. Can you talk a little bit about this pass and what it entails?
Yeah, so this is for our business partners, where we can send it out to their staff and gives them discounted tickets and access to the Railers. And, you know, we really, and every once in a while, we'll do a surprise offer too, depending on the games. And if we have any big games we don't want people to miss out on, we'll help push it. But it's to give these corporate partners and these other businesses that normally maybe it's not in their budget to help out, you know, buy tickets for staff, or they want to see how it goes first. This is their ability to do it. It's a link. It's no cost to the company. We send it out. People can purchase their own tickets and go with the family. And the way that we've really pushed it too is to benefit to your employees, right? You can say, listen, you have access to Railers tickets.
And that's a huge thing, especially with people who have kids and they're looking for something affordable to do, something that's going to get them out for the night but not break the bank, and is not far away either.
Exactly. It's like when I have AAA, I get offers for AAA all the time for discounted things. Like I can go to Busch Gardens or different places, Six Flags. This is the same type of mentality, and it's giving you access to a team. You know, instead of paying X amount of dollars plus all these fees on Ticketmaster, you can go through us and get a discounted rate.
And speaking of rates, you know, Worcester Railers game is very affordable. This whole area, you can come in and you can park and you can catch a game, and it's going to be a fraction of the cost that it would be in Boston.
Oh, yeah. I just brought my dad to a Bruins game, and I can say it's much more affordable to come here.
Yeah, but I think that's important, you know, for families in terms of attendance, but also for making hockey accessible to everybody. Yeah. You know, there are some people that think, I can't catch a game, it's out of my price point. But here, that's not the case, and you're seeing some amazing hockey players, and you're not breaking the bank, and you're able to get here fairly easily.
Yeah, it's so important that we're affordable. We want people to have access to us. And again, we're a business. You know, we have to make money to be sustainable. But, you know, you also have that corporate social responsibility to make hockey accessible to people. And that's why we're so lucky. We have, like, Hanover Insurance, who does a draft every year with us for local nonprofits to be able to claim tickets for our games. And then the school day game, tickets were $5 for the Worcester Public Schools. And anyone that couldn't afford it, we have partners that help us cover the cost of the tickets for the kids.
Now, I understand you've also got some exciting stuff happening with your new 508 Club.
Yeah.
The 508 Club, this is something that's a little, I guess, changed in terms of what it used to be. Can you tell us what it is now and what this entails?
Yeah, I want to start off by pointing out that we've actually already sold more season tickets for next year than we had this year, and we just released it about a month and a half ago.
Wow.
So within that month and a half, we've already sold more season tickets between renewals and new than we did last year, and we're well above where we were last year. And we were already in a healthy spot anyways, but it's shown the demand. We rebranded our season ticket platform. It was important for us to show that we were not just a hockey team. We were a 365-day-a-year club, and you'll see like our affiliate, the Bridgeport Islanders, they have Islanders 365. For us, it was more of, hey, listen, this is Worcester's club, 508 club, and it has more benefits. Our people, the longer you've been with the team, the more of a discounted rate you have. You get more during the season and postseason, member events, merchandise discounts. You have just far more access to things that we haven't been able to really do in the past. And then people that renew, they're actually getting the whole first round of the playoffs free, which we've never been able to do before. Wow. And we were able to do it this year just from the health of our season ticket base.
Very cool. And so now we're six seasons in, and you mentioned the fact that the longer you're with it, the more benefits you get sort of thing. What's it like for the team to know that you have this many people that are signing up year after year and that you've got more people now invested to this year-round experience?
It's so important. And I'd say going back to what we talked about, the health of the business, minor league hockey and minor league sports in a whole, what you'll see is there's everyone's got like a five-year window where it's like make or break, right? Mm-hmm. Like your first year is always up higher because of the excitement, right? Then you take a little bit of a hit in the next couple of years, which is natural, right? People, they want to support the team to get them off the ground. You know, you get some people that maybe were excited and then it just wasn't for them and it happens. But then as you get to that 5 year plus, you got to see that upswing, and we're in that upswing right now, which has been so important. And it makes our lives easier where, again, you're not putting as much stress on the sales staff to sell out a hockey game or hit your goals. You already got a base of X amount of season ticket holders that help you fill the building. And you know that every game, here's your basement. You're not going to hit any lower than this for tickets out on a game day.
You talk about that kind of the 365 experience. What happens in the off season in terms of the experiences, and how do you keep that excitement up when there's not players on the ice, you know, 2 to 3 days a week?
Well, for us, what we've done in the past is we've done either Apex. We'll do a lot with the Bravehearts, which has been so important. I know like this year, if we clinch playoffs, knock on wood, we'll be doing a watch party somewhere. They'll a date later to be determined. But we do Bravehearts. We'll do a sidewalk sale, but it's more of a member event. We've done town halls. We did the new seat release this year, and our coach and assistant coach, they helped speak for us to our season ticket holders. So it's really trying to make people know we're thinking of them. Mm-hmm. And we'll do a Blue Sox night as well, where we have some season ticket holders come out and hang out with us at the game. And we'll have some food, have a couple drinks, and we'll talk. It's important that we make people know that we care about them, not just during the season, but out of season. So this year, we're going to try to do a few more events, which I think is important. We try to do one every month or so, especially when the players aren't here. You know, we want to give access to staff so people can, they know who your staff is. And when you have turnover, like you do naturally in sports, it's nice to be able to introduce, you know, your new staff in some way.
Absolutely. And speaking of staff, you're the senior director of the ticket sales. You started as an intern, were able to morph this into a full position. You're a local graduate from Nichols College. Yep. Can you talk about what it's like for you to be able to work in your backyard and take what was started as an internship and now into a career?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I'm from Sutton. I still live in Sutton. And then I went to St. Peter Marion, went to Nichols, couldn't get out of the area. The Worcester just sucks you back in. And then I went to, well, I started off as an intern, and then I went to Providence for a few months to work for the Providence Bruins. And then a couple months in, Mike Myers actually reached out to me and said, hey, we have a job opening. We have a full-time sales job open. And at the time, they just didn't have anything, and I needed a job. Mm-hmm. And so I came in and talked to them, and Mike Fisher was the VP of ticket sales, and fell in love with him and his vision and Mike. And you know, knowing Mike previously, it's a place I wanted to work. And, you know, just to see now, you know, I never think that I'd be here, you know, all this time later. And you know, Mike and I always joke, he watched me grow up from being a young intern, now married. You know, we have my wife and I live in my childhood home. And it's, I have a nephew, like, you know, how much life's changed and how much the team has changed. You know, there's been, we always have said, there's a few things that change, you know, people come and go, but, you know, Mike has been probably the most constant thing in my, outside of my family, I've ever had, just because I know every day I'm going to come in, Mike Myers is going to be here. And to see that and to see how the team has changed, and you know, we've had still how many players have come and go, staff have come and go. The vision has stayed exactly on course. And Cliff, of course, he's never going to change his vision. His vision is he wants us to be a community asset. He wants Worcester to be up and coming. And it's great. You know, I know you said you were from Worcester too, right?
I'm from Leominster, so North Central Mass. But as a kid, I remember coming out to these games, to the Ice Cats and then to the Sharks. And it was great to hear that hockey was coming back, because it was something that you always kind of, I think, took for granted sometimes, where that you're like, I can always catch a hockey game at the DCU Center. And then before that, the Worcester Centrum. And then when it was no longer there, you're like, what do you mean there's no hockey?
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like we had lost like a piece of the region. So to have it come back, I think has, you know, for me as a North Central Mass native and for a Worcester County resident, it's been great.
Oh, it's awesome. And how much the city has changed too, even since we started. Mm-hmm. You know, we had our practice facility, the Fidelity Bank Worcester Ice Center, that was brownfield before.
Yeah.
And I know you're probably in the same boat as I am. When we were growing up, it was do not pass the train station.
Yeah.
That was, now that's where everything is. You got Polar Park, our practice facility, all these restaurants, bars. So, you know, even just seeing that, and now Galleria, right? So all that open space, there's some good restaurants over there. But, you know, it's been cool to see how we started off with nothing, right? And then we had our first ever game. It was 12,000 plus people in the building. It was packed. It was totally sold out. And to see us now, you know, still going strong, and to see us still pushing, and you know, the grind is still there, which I love. You know, there's never a dull moment in this place, and there's no off season for us at all.
For people who are listening to the podcast right now, they're hearing about this vision, about Cliff's vision, about the Railers' vision, about the experience, about the 508 Club, the Railers Express Pass. If they haven't been out to see a game, they can either come next week or the week after. Yep. So you've got two more weeks as the playoff push continues. Yep. How can they get tickets, and where can they go to find out about all these other opportunities for next season?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know our team president, Steph, is going to be working hard here on the schedule for the promo schedule for next year. And Dave, our VP, will be working on that with her as well. But this year we have our military night. If you are part of a military group, please reach out to us, as we have tickets donated by some great sponsors and some great companies for you to have access to them. You can go to Ticketmaster.com on our website and get access to them. Fan Appreciation Weekend. If you are a group that's come out, we're going to have a nice little special offer for you guys. And then, again, Ticketmaster. And if you're looking to get on the playoffs, we're going to have some playoff packages. People can purchase, have their same seat for every playoff game. And our season ticket holders are going to be excited about that when that's coming on here too. But there's a lot of places you can get your tickets. And make sure you get access to them soon, especially with some of these games coming up, like Military Night and our two Fan Appreciation games. I can't imagine there's going to be a lot of inventory the closer you get to the games.
So get your tickets, find out more about the Railers. Yeah. I want to thank Connor Haynes, the Senior Director of Ticket Sales, for joining us today here on the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast, live from the DCU Center. We'll be back with another new episode next week. Connor, thank you so much for your time.
No, thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Inside North Central Massachusetts. This podcast is produced by the North Central Massachusetts Chamber of Commerce. For more information on this episode, links to other episodes, or if you have any questions, please visit northcentralmass.com.